Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Garrett.
And Allie.
All right, so you can join us on Skype as well. We've got a Skype username of lrn.fm. You can connect to us in whatever way works best for you. Plus, visit freetalklive.com to submit content to the website. Maybe you've got a news article that you think's interesting or outrageous or fun, or it's a YouTube video that you want to share with our listeners. You can submit whatever link you want to the front page over at freetalklive.com. You can then vote up or down on the other items that are on that page, and all of that is free, so please go and get interactive, freetalklive.com. We're actually going to go right to the phones and the fun here to start things out. Steve is listening in Los Angeles. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve in Los Angeles, going once.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There you are, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, great. So I wanted to know your guys' thoughts on this. I wanted to know if you think that the concept of incorporating a company is really one way for people to use the force of government to, absolve themselves of personal liability from their dealings with other people. Would you generally agree with that, or...?
Sure. I agree with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say that they are using, you might use the force of the government to try to seek retribution from someone who harmed you. I mean, those mechanisms probably work in a free market as well. And I think in the same token, one could legally limit their liability. I don't see anything like that's involuntary about that kind of contract, but that people are forced to use the state because they've monopolized.
Well, how do you limit your liability without having the state out there to protect you from your liability?
Third-party certification?
Sure. Or, you just...
How does that limit your liability? I mean, liability meaning that you can't be... If you're limiting it, then you can't be sued for certain things that are going on, for instance, at the corporation, that otherwise you would be if you hadn't limited that liability.
I was going to say, I feel like in a free market, the only way to do that would be you'd have to build it into the contract that you sign with the other person. Look, if things go sour, you can only come after my company's assets, not my personal assets.
That would make sense.
But if you're doing business as an LLC or as a corporation, then people realize...
Not in a free market, those things wouldn't be in existence
because
those
that?
Are government constructs.
Well, you could. There are certain laws that you would say are like have victims, right? So people use the law as the government's, own enforcement of it as a way to seek justice when there's actual justice to be sought. So just because the government is the one that controls enforcing these contracts doesn't mean that the contracts are necessarily illegitimate.
But the contract you're making, Allie, when you get a corporation is with the state. So without the state, then there would be no corporations. I mean, unless there would be some other way to create legal fictions without legal land. I mean, essentially, corporations are file folders that the state grants to you. You get a piece of paper that says, now Free Talk Live in all capital letters exists. And then it becomes subject to certain government regulations and things like that. And
presumably it's in the name of a few people, so it enables everyone to point fingers at everyone else and there to be no responsibility anywhere.
Well, Garrett, you can actually get corporations that don't even have anybody's name on them. You can get a New Mexico LLC. There's a company called KeepYourAssets.net that I've dealt with in the past. And for a few $100, you can get a corporation's name, and then that corporation can own things, and nobody will have any idea who owns the corporation. Unless
I wonder who is actually signing off on the corporate papers.
Some bureaucrat in New Mexico, or some board of bureaucrats. There's like a specific bureaucracy that deals with this. And this is one of the types of corporations that they offer. I mean, just that alone gives you some idea of how ridiculous the level of protection can be for people with corporations. I mean, if a corporation can exist in real life, supposedly, which, of course, we know it doesn't. It's just an idea. It's the people that exist. But if this corporation can exist and then do things and own things, how is it that anybody can be held responsible for what that corporation does?
Well, think about there's a voluntary nature to someone saying, there's nothing coercive about me saying, Ian, we should go into business together, but if something fails, then it should just be the money that we put into the business, the assets of the business that could, you know, be taken. Not, I don't want to put my whole life on the line,
well,
like my car and my mortgage and all that.
Steve, that was kind of what you were suggesting, where you would write that into the contract that you would
wouldn't
be doing with people.
An automatic blanket protection from the state.
But you can't retroactively incorporate and then not owe debts, can you? That doesn't seem legitimate to me, but if you incorporate and your corporation does business with someone, then that person doing business with you, if they realize, you know, usually corporations even have to tell you, like, we're not liable if, you know, for anything. It seems like something that people do.
That's true. I mean, those big, long terms of service usually have very large sections about liability.
Yeah.
So
you know when you do business with these people that you're not taking everyone who owns that business or who, you know, gains profits from that business. You're not taking everything they own if, you know, when you sue them or whatever. It's just, mm-hmm. I could see why people would feel the need to limit their liability, especially with as messed up as the legal system is and people getting sued left and right.
Man.
You wouldn't want to be liable
for
everything.
No, I don't blame anybody. I mean, I've created corporations because there are reasons to do it in this society. I just don't know if the same circumstances would exist without the state. What do you think, Steve?
I tend to agree with the point that we were first making, which is that in the absence of the state, I think people would want to protect themselves from liability, but I think it would be much less of an institutionalized blanket type of thing where you just go, you fill out your incorporation documents, and then anyone you do business with can never sue you for your personal assets again. I don't think we'd see that. I think you'd see a lot more personal responsibility. And that sort of leads me to wondering why, Ian, I know you just said that you've incorporated some of your businesses because of the current climate we have with, you know, with the legal system. But is that the reason why you've incorporated some of your businesses? To
I've actually never incorporated any of my businesses. I have dealt with corporations. For instance, the Shire Free Church has a corporation. It has a nonprofit corporation with the state of New Hampshire.
So you could operate as the Shire Free Church or the Shire Free Church Corporation. You could operate as either one of those things?
Well, the Shire Free Church, no, okay, so it depends on how you look at things, right? So corporations are these things that the government grants, right? So a lot of churches, when they incorporate, they believe that that's the church, that the corporation is the church. But with the Shire Free Church, since the Shire Free Church is an interfaith, peace-based group that focuses on ending coercion. It focuses on promoting peace. We don't believe, or at least I don't believe, as one of the ministers in the church, that the state exists. It's just another set of competing beliefs, and I think a very dangerous set of beliefs. So I don't recognize the state. I do recognize that people believe in it. And so when the Shire Free Church applied for a corporation, or the ministers in Keene applied for that corporation, I see it as... as getting this thing from these people so the Shire Free Church, which is the ministers, has a corporation, if that makes sense. Instead of viewing the church as a corporation, it's viewable as we have a corporation. So,
well, that's better if, like, say, heaven forbid, someone sued the Shire Free Church. That means that the ministers aren't at risk of being personally sued. It just means that the assets, they're owned by the corporation.
Well, the ministers don't have anything anyway because we work for the church. I mean, essentially everything that I have, if I seem to have something, it actually belongs to the church. So,
but you wouldn't be one of the principal owners of that church, I take it?
I don't know if you would call it an owner necessarily. There are people who signed a document with the state of New Hampshire to create this thing called Shire Free Church Monadnock. They don't necessarily own the corporation. They're just kind of the board of directors, essentially, for it. I don't know if I've answered your questions appropriately. You can hang on if you want here, Steve. We'll bring you back in a moment. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. But there was a reason why that corporation was formed. And the reason is, well, I'll share that in a moment. This is Free Talk Live, and you can explain whatever you want on whatever topic is on your mind. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. It's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. More than 500,000 items are ready for immediate shipment at bitcoinstore.com. Maybe you you have acquired some Bitcoins. Perhaps you purchased them from cashintocoins.com, or maybe you earned them by doing services for people and getting paid in Bitcoins for various different ways to acquire Bitcoins. But then you might be wondering what you can do with them. Well, you can spend them on real-world items, consumer electronics to be specific. And by the way, those consumer electronics from BitcoinStore.com are available at a 0% markup. So you are paying their cost. They are not marking up the products that they're getting from one of the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, which is Ingram Micro. So go to BitcoinStore.com, shop around, go ahead and compare their prices with the rest of the internet, and I think you'll find that a number of them are lower than elsewhere. And all they take at BitcoinStore.com is Bitcoins. Now, you will get free shipping if you order more than $100 worth of product. And if it's under $100 worth of product, I believe it's a $5 flat shipping fee. So it's a heck of a deal. BitcoinStore.com. As we go back to Steve, we're talking about corporations. And, Garrett, you'd made a point during the break about ownership. I think Steve had asked a question about who owns, for instance, I brought up the Shire Free Church has a corporation called Shire Free Church Monadnock. And I was going to explain why, because generally the Shire Free Church is kind of an anti-state concept. You know, we want to promote peace, and the state is not peaceful. So anything that we can do that is peaceful to eliminate that idea is useful. In the meantime, though, there are a lot of people who do believe in the state. They hold that belief system. So those people really are believers in this idea of corporations and all that. And so in order to, for instance, allow people to do community service in the community, let's say you get sentenced to some sort of speeding ticket or whatever at the court, you could do community service for the Shire Free Church, but only because the Shire Free Church has a corporation. If we didn't have that nonprofit corporation, then we wouldn't be able to certify people's community service. So, right. You know, the people who call themselves the state, that's what they want to see. And so we're willing to jump through that hoop of filling out the piece of paper in order to get the corporation.
Maybe I could make an analogy. It's sort of like the institution of marriage. Maybe not illegitimate for two people to go into a contractual relationship, which binds them, that would be enforced legally. But that the state is the one who decides what marriage means.
Mm-hmm.
So the state is the one that decides what limiting liability actually means. So while
that's true, and there are different types of
corporations. You might want to do that you have to operate through the state's paradigm and what it means to be incorporated. And so
way to do it.
It means that you can, you know, do community service under the Shire Free Church.
Oh, and I'm sure there would be a way, even today, even with the state, there's probably ways where you, an individual, and I, as an individual, can enter some kind of contract, and we can write in what kind of liabilities we're going to limit. And I think the state even would recognize that. So I don't think that it's necessary to incorporate always to limit yourself.
Well, what's the advantage to incorporating? Why would do companies do that if there's a different way that they could do it that wouldn't, you know, would be more desirable?
Good question.
Well, the reason I think companies do that is because it's an easy, recognized, and blanket way for them to completely do it, and they don't have to even think about it any time they interact with anyone.
Yeah, I think that's probably true, because then the government takes care of the liability limitation rather than it having to be contracted, I suppose. Now,
right.
Garrett, on the issue of ownership, what were your thoughts there?
Yeah, sure. The idea of who owns a corporation or what owns a corporation, if it's a board of people, if it's a few people, if it's one person. Ownership, I think, itself as a word is one of those things that has many different meanings depending on context. Like, it seems to mean complete control of something. If you own something, that you have all rights and privileges of control over it. Yet you can also own something and rent it out to someone or lend it out to someone, in which case, to what extent do you still own it? When you've lent something out, or
yeah, are you responsible for it then if someone else is utilizing it?
Right. So ownership with a corporation and multiple people, I mean, I guess it would depend on the democracy of the board that's governing the corporation, how ownership would then be defined over that entity.
Okay, I follow that. But I could have sworn I heard Ian at some point, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I could easily be mistaken, but I thought you said that for example, Free Talk Live was incorporated, or,
never.
Or did I hear that wrong?
No, I said I've never incorporated any businesses that I own.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. I've never seen any reason to. I mean, I don't really want to interact with the state unless I absolutely have to.
And, I agree with you.
So I support, though, the creation of corporations that are anonymous. And if I did that, I wouldn't tell you about it because those aren't my businesses. So do you see where I'm coming from there?
Not entirely, actually.
I mentioned earlier that there are corporations out there that you can get, specifically the New Mexico LLC, that you can own it without actually having any kind of name on paperwork. So it's called a bearer corporation, where the person who actually physically possesses the corporate paperwork that you would receive from the state after paying whatever their fee is, the person who physically possesses that document is the owner of the corporation. So if I were to be an owner of those of one of those corporations, I could transfer ownership by handing it to Garrett during one of the breaks, and he could then transfer ownership by handing it to Allie. And nobody would have to know about those transfers or anything like that. It's completely shielded. So that can provide some real benefits, for instance, when it comes to owning homes or owning cars, for instance, or whatever it is that you want to own but not necessarily be seen or known as the owner of. So does that make sense?
You think there's nothing wrong with that? So, for example, if I were to go out through this New Mexico company and register an anonymous corporation and then purchase a car with that and then go and run somebody over with it and I'm absolved of liability.
Oh, no, you wouldn't be absolved from liability by running somebody over. You're personally liable for your actions in that way. But the car itself, it's an inanimate object. So, for instance, if the IRS were to come after you, they wouldn't be able to take your car if it was not owned by you. It would then be, you know, the corporation's car. So it's a way for you to protect yourself actually from the state. It's a state-created way to protect yourself from the state.
It could be helpful in, you know, protect, like you just said. I mean, it could be used for definitely good purposes.
Yep, absolutely. Well, so I guess it just depends on your
attention.
What
kind of protection might that offer you against other non-state-related individuals?
If you don't own anything, then you can't have anything taken from you.
I follow, but forget my example of running somebody over. Let's say that my corporation owns this car, and then I do business with somebody and I rip them off, and then they can't come after, I guess, my personal assets. I guess it's getting a little convoluted, and I apologize. But
they could take your car if it was a corporation that was...
They could only take the car if it was owned by you, because only you are liable for your actions. Not
right.
The corporation.
So
I hope that makes sense, Steve. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's certainly true that people could do nefarious things with corporations, I suppose. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockitPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockitPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockitPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in the way that you prefer. Coming up, terrorism charges could be facing some protesters for unveiling a banner. We'll explain more exactly why that's being considered terrorism here in a few moments. Also on the way, apparently, a company attempted to copyright a hookah and was not very successful. So Garrett's going to tell us that story. Allie has news about cursing and toddlers.
That's right.
Where is this from?
This is from statesman.com, but this is sort of all over the internet because I guess when it comes to parenting, people, everyone's got an opinion. And so it just really appeals, these kind of stories where we can say, look at that awful parent doing that thing. We need to take their kids away.
A lot of people are going to be upset by this story, and we're going to jump into it here in a moment. But I also want to remind you about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and it encrypts your data. Everything that leaves and enters your computer is encrypted by ProXPN, which means that you are protected from snooping of various different types online. So, for instance, your internet service provider, whoever they are, probably keeping records of every website that you visit, as well as every search you make, for at least 6 months, and in some cases as long as 5 years. Unless you're using ProXPN, because if you're using ProXPN, then your ISP has no idea what you're doing online. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there with their app. You can download it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's even a way to make ProXPN work for Linux. It's very simple, but it's not an app with Linux. Anyway, you go to proxpn.com/FTL, and ProXPN also opens up the full internet to you, because sometimes you can't access certain things online. Maybe it's because access to this, you know, video has been restricted in the United States. Well, with ProXPN's premium account, you can connect to servers outside of the United States, and then the websites you're visiting will think that you're in Singapore or the Netherlands or wherever it is you're connecting to. So that's useful, too, because it protects your location. The websites you visit won't know where you are anymore. Plus, you can get around blocks, like, for instance, at-work filters or school filters. Maybe you're in another country visiting on your laptop. You'll get around their filters. If you're in China, there's no restrictions if you're using ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. It's $5 a month if you use the discount code FTL20. That gives you 20% off the price of their premium account for the lifetime of the account, proxpn.com/FTL. And again, code FTL20 to save 20%. You get that price down to $5 by buying the annual plan, or save even more, like 33%, by buying with Bitcoin at proxpn.com/FTL. All right, so, Ali, what this toddler apparently, parents are fairly young. They've been teaching it to curse, and they made a video of it.
That's right. And they this video, which they made of, you know, showing family time, and was later posted by the Omaha Police Department on their website, I guess, just to sort of draw attention to this and saying that it was continuing the thug cycle. So. You know, and they warned on their website that this may anger people, and we couldn't play it on the air anyway because
it's very dirty
and it wouldn't pass FCC standards. But I'll just go right into the article. It's a video that has drawn national attention, a Nebraska toddler being encouraged to swear and say racial slurs by the adults filming him. The video gained attention after it was posted on the Omaha Police Officers Association website. The police union called it a heartbreaking video, saying that they posted it because it shows the thug cycle continuing. Police in Omaha said nothing in the video was illegal, but on Wednesday night, Child Protective Services took the young boy in the video along with three other children into protective custody for safety concerns. Turns out the toddler's mother was one of those other three minors in custody. She's just 16 years old. She sat down for an exclusive interview with Omaha's KETV Thursday and said she's a good mom. Quote, they weren't worried about the video because they had a clean house. The house was a clean diaper. The house was clean. And like they said, kids cuss. Every kid does it. For everybody that thinks I'm a bad mother, I'm not. I'm a good mother to my son, and I teach him a lot. KETV added the mom and her son are in custody in two separate places. Hmm. New information was revealed Thursday about those safety concerns. WOWT reports a toddler's grandmother's home was hit by several bullets back in October.
Wow.
Back then, the toddler was hit in the foot by shrapnel when his mother and two aunts were shot. All of them survived, but after the family moved to the new home, police arrived again. So this is like, you know, low-income kind of place. They talk about how one of the uncle, I guess, of the toddler was in a gang and that he was using gang language. And you do see in the video him making, saying something
the
like...
The uncle is in the video?
Yeah, what hood are you from or where are you from? And teaching him to learn about the region, you know, that he's from because...
The neighborhood,
right.
Now, is the mom in the video as well?
And the mom is heard in the video sort of laughing. It's cute. Oh, look at when little kids say things that adults say.
It's kind of cute when kids say curse words, isn't it? I mean, is that weird for me to say that?
I think it's cute. I mean, whenever they do it in movies, I think it's adorable.
It can be comical, but when it gets to a point where it's ongoing...
The problem is, I think for a lot of people that... Adults, like, the kids are innocent, and they're going to absorb whatever their parents teach to them.
Yeah.
And so it seems kind of mean to teach the kid to speak in a way that's going to get him in a lot of trouble with other people and may make it more difficult for him to get a job one day if he's just always being taught to speak in a way that is not work-friendly, that is not school-friendly, that's just generally not friendly with any other kids his age. And you know, if you try to take him to hang out with, you know, middle-income kids even, the parents would be freaking out if their children were learning to pick up on these curse words because,
yeah.
It's not really fair to do to the kid because he's not going to know what he's even saying.
So then you agree this is bad parenting?
I think it's bad parenting, but I don't think it's, like, damaging the way, when you see some some videos of parents and the way they interact with their kids at home. It just, you know, like the yelling or even parents.
Or beatings.
Or beatings or parents bragging about how mean the punishment was this time, or this is me showing you how I teach my kids a lesson when they disobey me. Stuff like that. I definitely judge other parents. I just think that it's natural and normal and probably good to be looking at the way other people parent and saying, you know, would I do the same thing, or would I take a different approach?
Especially if you plan on being a parent someday, to look at how other people are approaching it and try to learn from that, right?
Right. And also, like, see, do all my opinions on parenting come from just the way I was raised? Because that's where most people's opinions come from.
Mm-hmm.
But for most people, they weren't taught to cuss when they were a kid. Cussing was extremely suppressed.
True,
the only time they did it was with their friends, and they did it a lot because it was exciting and cool. And
well, it has certainly changed in that sense. It's become much more appropriate for younger people to use profanity.
Would you say that, I know that when I was, I think it was pretty much by third grade, I knew all the major cuss words. I don't know if I knew, like, the C word by that point, but I knew the majors, I think. And maybe if, you know, you're teaching the kid at age two, they'll be all burned out on cussing by the time they hit the playground.
Right. And the interaction with this particular toddler, it was playful banter,
mm-hmm.
kind of like, can you say this? And the kid says it back, and they laugh. And
like a parrot.
That's totally, yes, like a parrot. And that's totally different than, you know, my father's really, you know, approach to me in cussing, which basically, you know, only cussed when he was really angry.
Yeah.
And I heard cussing other than around him on the TV. He would watch movies which had a lot of swear words in them. And I remember asking him what the F word meant one time.
Because you heard
and
it on the
movie? Threatened me. And when I asked him, he said, if I ever say that again, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap.
Oh,
but not
man.
Even in a joking way. Like, I
That's scary.
Thought he literally might do it. So from then on, it was like, you know, who do you that's a weird kind of way to make kids freaked out by certain words.
Has anybody ever had their mouth washed out with soap?
Oh, yeah. I've heard
I've
a lot of people say that.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they do it? Do you, like, have to bite a chunk off of a bar, or do they squirt
something?
Sometimes
they shove it in people's mouth.
Yeah, just like a bar put around your mouth, and, you know, it just needs to hit it, and it tastes disgusting and feels disgusting.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on cursing and kids and parenting. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. Whether you want to talk about the issue of parenting, in this case, specifically cursing when it comes to your kids. Is it bad parenting to allow your children to curse or to encourage them to curse? That's part of the story that we've been talking about here that Allie brought in to share with us here tonight. And we'll continue with that and also take your calls about whatever you want. Again, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's, again, brought to you by ProXPN. And you can join Free Talk Live and BuzzBox Coffee and make a difference one cup at a time. If you've been listening recently, you know we've been talking about a program that makes BuzzBox Coffee really special. Sure, they've got great coffee. It's the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted. It's organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and it's fairly traded. So it's going to save you money over going to the coffee shop. But also, you get to help people as well, because if we had 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who love coffee to join Free Talk Live in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision, we can do that with your help. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get a pound of BuzzBox coffee for free. You do just have to pay the shipping cost, but the pound itself you pay nothing for, and you go to coffee.freetalklive.com to do that. That's because BuzzBox Coffee really believes you're going to enjoy this product, and I know, Allie, you have said good things about your experience with BuzzBox Coffee.
Yes, it's very tasty, and I like that they deliver it to your house, so you don't have to think about going to get coffee
right,
at the store.
Right, it comes to you, and you can adjust the frequency of the delivery as well. So, you know, if you're not as often of a coffee drinker, then you can turn down the frequency of the deliveries, or you know, again, tweak it to your consumption habits. Coffee.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about this story out of Nebraska, right? Omaha?
That's right.
Where a video has come out. I haven't seen this video. Allie, you have seen it. And Garrett, I'm not sure.
I have not watched it.
You have not seen it. So did you watch the whole thing? How long is this?
I did watch it. It goes on for, like, I don't know, 3 minutes or something. It basically starts, it looks like the kid, like, knocked a chair over, was having a tantrum. So I think this is his uncle in the video.
Because the father's dead.
The father was shot.
Yeah.
And
the 17-year-old father was killed in some sort of gang-related.
And we think it's the mom in the background sort of listening to this and laughing sometimes. And it's at some points trying to also encourage him to say these phrases.
Well, now, it says here, I've got a Daily Mail story up where she allegedly told CNN that he's a smart little boy. All that cussing that he did, he doesn't do that. Somebody told him to do that. Hmm. My son doesn't do that. I don't allow it. Are you certain it's her in the video?
It might not be her. It was a female voice, and in the articles I was reading, they were saying that they think it was her in the video.
Hmm.
But maybe it's not. Maybe it's someone else. But
well, either way, they took the child and they took her.
And her.
She's 16.
Because she's a minor, right.
That's so, that's kind of a crazy detail to this, right? Because,
yeah.
You know, she's old enough to have a child. She's old enough to take care of the child. Oh, wait, until the state wants to step in and then just take custody of both of them.
Mm-hmm. I know. And, like, they're not even going to the same, you know, they're separated, basically. It's
sure.
Like totally intervening in these people's lives to say, oh, we're trying to help, but I don't really, you know, this doesn't seem like they weren't going up and hurting the kid or kicking him or anything like that. They weren't
right.
using.
There's a
think,
lot worse abuse that goes on out there.
Yeah, you would think that maybe, you know, with this kind of reaction that it would mean that there was abuse going on, but it just seems like, you know, a video which they thought was cute because the kid is saying adult phrases, and it's also that he's saying things that would, and if an adult said it to you in a certain tone, they're telling him to say it in this like threatening tone,
like fighting words.
But it's like fighting words, but it's a little kid, so it's cute. So
I won't kick your butt.
It's, you know, it's comedy.
Yeah,
is what it is, and that's why they're laughing. But I think that it touches on that whole, you know, what does it mean to be a good parent, and how and. Other parents are so worried about their kids hearing certain words as if we're not all going to hear it, like you said, by like
eventually.
Third grade.
It seems that it's difficult to distinguish the state's response versus when they consider a child to be a victim of some sort of abuse versus when they consider them a culprit or some sort of wrongdoer. And I bet that child is probably feeling they've been taken away from their family, that they've done something wrong.
Sure.
There's going to be the stigma attached that because of something they said when somebody had a camera that it had such a huge impact on their family. I mean, it's certainly something worth drawing attention to, but the police, by acting in this way, by separating a family, I think did the least service of anything.
Well, now, at the very beginning of the article, Allie, you'd said the police said this wasn't illegal, but
right.
Apparently it was the Child Protective Services that came in and broke up the family. So it just goes to show what one bureaucrat says to you is in no way necessarily indicative of what the next bureaucrat is going to say to you. So the cops thought it was legal, but the CPS bureaucrats thought, well, this is actionable, and they went in and they broke up this family over it. Now, it kind of begs the question of, well, if you think this is wrong, then why is it that something that you do with your kids won't become wrong? Why, there are, for instance, people, you know, like a vehement atheist, for instance, who don't believe that religious upbringing is good for children.
They might want to. There's some people who might want to take away religious people's kids.
Right. Yeah. I mean, isn't that the same justification? Well, you don't like what these people are saying to their child, encouraging them to say, you know, thug phrases or whatever. But on the other hand, somebody else might not like the fact that you're taking your kids to church and teaching them about Jesus or whatever religion it is.
Concern would be teaching them about hell and teaching them to be afraid that they're going to be tortured.
Well, that could be a concern or whatever. You know, whatever the issue is that you might have with religion, that you believe that children should be raised in a certain way, so you think that it's totally okay to just force your view on somebody by virtue of breaking their family up. Oh, well,
right.
And there's no reason why that couldn't come next. Now, it's probably not going to happen that Christians are going to come under the gun like that because they're the majority in this country, but it's not like it's impossible. It's not like things that have not been in the have not been illegal in the past are illegal today, or the rather than not, they've been made illegal that people didn't necessarily expect. I mean, there's
right.
plants that are illegal.
I know, and I think when it, like, I don't know what to say about people making a big deal about this video, because I could see why it is alarming. But I've even witnessed, have either of you witnessed, like, you know, maybe a parent doing this? Because I feel like I've been in
that.
Person when this is happening, and I don't feel like this is that uncommon. And to think
no,
that
it's cute.
Just because it's different than the way I was raised doesn't mean that it's super rare. I think people make that mistake to think that everyone had a similar upbringing as theirs.
I haven't done this yet, but I imagine if we went to YouTube and typed in baby cursing or toddler cursing, we'd probably find several.
Do you think that this is just a problem of people not from a culture not understanding it? Is it okay to bring culture into this discussion? Does it have anything to do with that, or race? Because in my other personal experiencing this, it was, you know, a black mother and her son, or they might not be mother and son. It could have been, you know, aunt and nephew or something. But, I don't really know. I feel like it's just something that I don't understand. And it's always easy to say, well, it must just be culture.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily one culture. I think that, you know, I've seen this too. So we've all seen it, right? I mean, I don't recall with whom I saw it, but because it's not uncommon for people to, hey, get your kid to say this kind of thing. And it's cute. And it's just that there's more video of it now, I guess.
Right. Just because people can share more easily, we're sort of realizing that different people have different approaches to how they talk around their children. So we get a little uncomfortable when people take different approaches at things.
And I think that reflects the treatment of children more as pets than as young people that you're trying to educate.
It's probably true. But she says that he doesn't cuss. I mean, so is she lying? Or is it possible that maybe you can have a little bit of fun with your kids? Maybe they're not necessarily pets, but maybe it's just you can have fun. And then at the same time, and maybe two is a little too young to differentiate this, but it wouldn't be too long before a child would know, hey, you don't say that when we're out in public. We're just having fun at home, but you don't say that when you're at school or whatever. I mean, most kids, I think, could have that level of discretion with that. Like, look, you know, you can talk that way around home, little Johnny, but if you talk that way around school, you're going to get sent to the office.
Well, they all really
like
only
that.
Need to have one bad experience with that. You know, they're out with their friend's parents, and they're saying the dinner table, and you drop an F-bomb at the dinner table, and just the look you'll get, social ostracism that you'll get when you say the wrong thing in an inappropriate place is enough to make you remember that you should be a little bit more careful next time.
Well, now, also, isn't there kind of the factor that maybe these things shouldn't be so bomby? Maybe they shouldn't be so, people shouldn't be so reactionary to these four-letter words. I mean, sure. Isn't that really what this is all predicated upon, is how uppity people can be about hearing these things?
Well, each individual has to have their own reaction to things. I mean, I feel a little bit like I'm censoring when I go out of my way to remove profanity from local television shows because they need to be censored.
Right, you're a producer of a regular weekly, or more than one now, I think, show on Cheshire TV, and you're able
right.
to 10 p.m. at night. So
and
you
I feel like,
censor.
You know, that culture sort of plays into it, the fact that playing into that system of these words are special, it kind of draws that up in people. But each individual needs to choose how they're going to react to things, and I choose not to react strongly when I hear those certain
Yeah,
syllables.
Me neither. We'll come back with more. I'd probably laugh if I saw the video, but again, I haven't seen it yet. So more coming up here. Your thoughts welcome on whatever's on your mind. You can take control here at Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.